Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge, out of Denver, Colorado. This is your top spot for down-to-earth information on how America is being affected by national political choices. So, please, this evening, especially this evening, get that pencil and paper out, because I have a guest that's going to give you a lot of information that you can use for tools to change history. You're invited to perk your ears and get out that pencil and paper and enjoy another rendition of Connecting the Dots. And above all, please bring those questions in either by emailing me at frostyw@juno.com or at the bottom of the hour, 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And we had a lot of callers last week jammed the lines up at the end there, didn't get to all of them. So if you have a question or you have some kind of an interest about what we're talking about, then please do call in and give your point of view or simply ask a question of our guest. For the rest of you, I want to share with you, if you just listened to the news tonight, and I think it was on ABC with Charles Gibson, a story at the end of the hour whereby the peek-peeks, or we call them pikas, these peek-peeks, little rodents up in the high country, and I climb 14,000-foot peaks. I've done 40 of them. I've got another 14 to go. And each summer, they have been vanishing, going extinct, because as the global warming continues to warm the planet, whether it's man-made or otherwise, it pushes the heat up across the canyons and up the hillsides and the mountainsides, and the little pikas are now going extinct, and many other creatures are really finding that the higher they go, they can keep cool, but at some point, the mountains can't go any higher, so this crisis we face is facing not only Americans and it's all worldly creatures. It's affecting the animal life, and so it's really imperative that we take action in many, many ways. And of course, I've talked about this many times in my program, The Coming Population Crisis in America and What You Can Do About It. And as I speak around the country, I'll be the 19th of June in the Rotary International at the Salt Palace in Salt Lake City. If you have time to stop by to be part of that, that would be great. Okay, and make sure that you really, if you have an organization that would like to bring me in to give my slideshow, please, I would love to give it, because we need to change what we're doing. If we keep doing what we're doing, we're going to get even worse results. Now, some of the things you can do, firecoalition.com, that's FIRECOALITION, firecoalition.com. WeHireAliens.com, and I want to really make this imperative. Please join NumbersUSA.com. Right now, the Senate is looking at an amnesty. It's Senate Bill 1348. It's a repeat of Senate Bill 2611. It's going to add 1 million, added up to 2 million. Legal immigrants are going to be allowed into this country from a line of 77 million per year. It's going to jump us faster toward the next added 100 million Americans in the next 33 years, and 70 million of them will be from out of state, out of country, and virtually out of the third world. There was a show on tonight on one of the channels showing all the Somalian Bantus that are being brought over here, thousands and thousands of these people right out of the Stone Age. And then, of course, they are totally impossible to train, to learn our language, our cultures, and they're just creating enclaves. Their crisis is they're not solving their problems in their own country, and they're simply bringing them over here. We are in great, great consequence from bringing all of these third world people into this country, as shown every day. And all they do is just run on our welfare rolls. Nothing is solved by that. So please, if this new bill, 1348, passes, you're going to see an amazing, an astounding flood of humanity, not only the illegal aliens will be given a pathway to citizenship. They will get to stay here. They will have chain migration. The anchor babies will have even greater chain migration. This country is in more trouble than anyone can imagine. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. We'll be right back with more information on what you can do. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back after these commercial comments.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at a juncture right now with the U.S. Senate. I've called 40 senators now in the last, since Friday and Monday and today, demanding that they not pass Senate Bill 1348, that they vote for cloture. And please, go to numbersusa.com. I can't tell you how close we are to having this immigration amnesty passing in the Senate and then becoming law in the land. And once it does, everything about your future and my future and our children's future will be changed for the worse. We're going to add 100 million people into this country in 33 years. I don't know how anybody doesn't understand the consequences of that. These men and mostly men and most of the rest of them are women, are voting for this thing. They voted 62-38 last spring. And now they're on the verge of doing it again, and there's no way to stop them. The Democrats have taken over both the House and the Senate, and they are a formidable force, and they have no clue what they're doing. They have no idea of the consequences because they don't care. They're only looking at the bottom line, which is money, the bottom line, which is more illegal immigration, more legal immigration times two, because it's going to 2 million added per year from third world countries, and we are going to fracture this country, this nation, this civilization, this culture, this language into a mass of squabbling. And I do mean squabbling personalities and nationalities. And U.S. President Teddy Kennedy in 1908 said, and I quote, "The one absolutely certain way of bringing this nation to ruin, of preventing all possibility of its continuing to be a nation at all, would be to permit it to become a tangle of squabbling nationalities," unquote. And the great governor of Colorado, former Governor Richard Lamb, once said, and I quote, "We are the only country in history that deliberately changes ethnic makeup, and history has few examples of diversity creating a stable society," unquote. And ladies and gentlemen, probably one of the greatest ones that I have appreciated over the years is the Jean Raspail, Camp of the Saints, the book that talks about how France immigrated itself to death about, 30 years ago when they opened up their borders to the immigrants from North Africa and from the Middle East. He wrote a story that really is chilling and now coming to fruition, as you know, in France. And he says, and he's talking to the one guy, is talking to the other guy in the front of the boat, and he says, I quote, "You don't know my people. The squalor, superstitions, the fatalistic sloth that they've wallowed in for generations. You don't know what you're in for if that fleet of brutes ever lands in your lap. Everything will change in this country of yours. They will swallow you up," unquote. Jean Raspail, The Camp of the Saints. And so we're about to get swallowed up, ladies and gentlemen, and the only thing that's going to change that is you taking action, telling all of your friends. So again, go to numbersusa.com. Make sure you also tell all of your friends about that. My website, frostywooldridge.com. Get into action. Join fairus.org. Alipac, that's alipac.us, and carryingcapacity.org. And for those of you who care to, I wear mine, and I did today at my workout at the rec center, www.21stcenturypaulrevereride.us. And if you'd like to get one of those T-shirts, certainly send in $15. That includes the postage tax, and the T-shirt will be mailed to you immediately. It says, "Stop Illegal Immigration, Ask Me How," numbersusa.com on the front, and the great 21st Century Paul Revere Ride logo on the back. I was in the line at the post office today, and let me tell you, folks were talking and asked me, and I handed out my little sheets, which you'll get with the little package of information you get with the T-shirt. That's $15. State your size, and so the check or money order goes out to 21st Century Paul Revere Ride, P.O. Box 207, Louisville, Colorado, 80027. And for those of you who would like a copy of my CD, The Coming Population Crisis in America and What You Can Do About It, send $20 to the same, and I will send you that CD. You can play it to your community centers. You can play it on PowerPoint. It will give you a sobering look at what we face if we add another 100 million people. And these other websites are incredible. Patriot Union of America, go to patriotunion.org. That's patriotunion.org. And remember, I write for newswithviews.com, mortyscabin.com, rinse.com, federalobserver.com, opednews.com, americanchronicle.com. And my latest column is titled Fort Dix 6, 9/11, and the Muslims. And boy, it is a scathing attack on the Muslims in this country, what they're doing to this country, what they're going to do to this country. And we are in great danger, and I've had about a dozen Muslims write me very angry letters telling me that they are a religion of peace, when everything I have studied about the Quran, everything I quoted, talks about cutting people's heads off, killing those who don't believe in Islam, destroying all Christians and Jews. And so the fact is, the Quran, even if only 1% of the 1.4 billion Muslims out there are radical, guess what? They're here in the United States, and they have one final prime directive, and that's to take over the United States of America. And at this point, with 4 million of them, they are in a good position to do some major damage to this country. And finally, I'm on the 34th part of the series, the next added 100 million Americans. That's in News with Views. You'll see the 34th part on Thursday. And the final part, the solutions, will be the week after, part 35. There you have it. Please, I admonish you. I invite you. I hopefully inspire you to join Numbers USA and tell 10 of your friends and tell 10 other friends. We are in for the fight of our lives right now. And our guest this evening is one of the great battlers out there. She is a columnist for the Magic City Morning Star. She is outspoken. She is an activist. She is my favorite Susan B. Anthony of the 21st century. She's lobbied Congress on the immigration reform issues since the early 90s on the West Coast. She's, again, currently a columnist for the Magic City Morning Star in Maine. Prior to moving to Colorado, she worked for more than 20 years as a policy board administrator for a Fortune 500 company. And she and I have been involved in saving Colorado from this massive overload of illegal aliens. She's been a part of the Federation for Americans for Immigration Reform. She's a member of Numbers USA, Project USA, Colorado Alliance for Immigration Reform. She's really a fantastic piece of energy out here in Colorado, and she is married to Dr. William G. Heron, the founder of the Colorado Alliance for Immigration Reform and Defend Colorado Now. So it's really an honor for me to bring her on board. And for those of you women out there that are sitting back and thinking you can't do anything, I want you to know that Jan Heron is just a force to be reckoned with. I hope she inspires you, and I hope she brings you new information tonight so that you also will jump in and become the next Susan B. Anthony, and in this case, the next Jan Heron. Welcome to the show, Jan, and thanks for coming on board with us tonight.
To participate in connecting the dots, and thanks for that great intro. And I want to thank you also. We've worked together on many issues here in Colorado and throughout the country, and you are a great patriot. And thanks so much for all you do to save America.
Well, thank you, Jan. It's really a pleasure and an honor. And, of course, I think you and I have been very fortunate. We work with some great people, whether it's Jason Rochek at the Fire Coalition, or there's William Gein at AllyPack, or Terry Anderson, or we work with Tom Tancredo. We work with Cindy Trevithick, his liaison officer. We really work with some of the people out there that are Peter Boyles, of course, with KHOW here in Denver, and some of the top people bringing up all the information across the nation, George Putnam. The list goes on. And this evening, you really have a chance to just really inspire a lot of people. And some of the things we want to talk about, the presidential candidates who are taking on the issue of illegal immigration. Could you kind of expound on that, please?
Well, I will. But first, I'd like to say a few words about Reverend Jerry Falwell.
Please do.
Whether you agree with him or not, I would like to offer my condolences to his family and his church members and the students and faculty of Liberty University. I think that the Reverend Falwell was pro-America, and I don't believe you would find him offering sanctuary to illegal aliens, as does Cardinal Mahoney of the Catholic Archdiocese.
Well, that would also go for, I don't know how his name is said here in Denver, but it's Chaput.
Bishop Chaput.
Yeah, Bishop Chaput here in Denver, Colorado, is another religious racketeer who really aids, abets, insists, encourages, and helps illegal aliens to remain in the Denver area. And because of this Bishop Chaput, you're seeing the drunk drivers, the murders, the rapes, the killings, the drugs coming into the Denver. We're the people smuggling capital of the West. We're the drug hub of the West. And again, really helped along by Lisa Duran, certainly Polly Baca, certainly all of these other, Laurie Herndon, who's an immigration lawyer who obfuscates, clouds, and suppresses American immigration law to the betterment of her illegal alien clients, and, of course, which she makes a lot of money. And so there is just an unbelievable number of people out there. And do thank Jerry Falwell, who was an all-American kind of guy, who did not do the kinds of things that Bishop Chaput is doing, and certainly Cardinal Mahoney. So thank you for that appreciation for Jerry Falwell. And now, if we can, could you give us some information on the presidential candidates running right now who are really standing up for America as opposed to the ones who are not?
Well, you know, there's going to be the debate on Fox News this evening, and they're going to once again go round and round with questions as they did on MSNBC, and hopefully Fox News will do a better job than Chris Matthews did when he was interviewing the candidates. As you know, the candidates that were wanting to stop illegal immigration got very few questions.
All righty. Well, we're going to come right back after this commercial break, Jan. Thank you very much. Folks, you're listening to Connecting the Dots. Right back after this commercial break.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Bad, and definitely the ugly. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at a crux, at a juncture in this country where the good has definitely gone to the bad, and now it's going to get ugly. And as I'm talking to Jan Herron, she's already seen the ugly out there in California. For those of you who haven't been to California, it is now uninhabitable by American citizens. There is so much crime. There's so much drug. There's so many... There's so many drunk, illegal aliens driving. No one's safe on the highways. The gridlock is extraordinary. The air pollution is beyond choking. And the consequences to that state are, if this amnesty passes, they're going to grow from the current 37.5 million people within 43 years by 2050. The projection is they will grow to 79.1 million. That's over 42 million people. And that is a crisis that no one's going to survive. I don't care whether they're Mexican. I don't care if they're legal immigrant. I don't care if they're illegal immigrant. They're going to be victims or survivors of that human Katrina, and no one is going to win on this thing. And so, again tonight, Jan, which presidential candidates are actually standing up and taking issue with this immigration crisis?
Well, as you know, Frosty, there's only three of them on the Republican side, and that's our very own Tom Tancredo here in Colorado, and then Duncan Hunter of California and Ron Paul of Texas. So those are the three that are talking about it, but the only one that really is talking about it and bringing it front and center is Tom Tancredo.
Without a doubt, Tom Tancredo is the one man who is taking this right to the people. He gets standing ovations wherever he goes. I've been to where he's spoken in Washington, D.C. quite a few times, and he receives a standing ovation every time, sometimes two and three times. And, you know, what I find, Jan, very interesting, if not intriguing and ironic at the same time, all of your Democratic front runners and even those that are in the wings talk about environment. That's the Democrats' main deal. And even Udall here in this state, Mark Udall, who is touting himself as the next senator from Colorado to take Allard's office, talks about environmental issues, but this man promotes more legal immigration and does nothing about illegal immigration, and he has no appreciation for the consequences of adding, of course, to Colorado another 6 million people in the next 40 years and another 100 million to the United States of America. So you can see the disconnect, and yet you have Tom Tancredo, who understands it totally, and he's one that's making all of the waves and really has brought this to the national forefront.
Well, Frosty, I certainly hope that Mark Udall is not the next senator from Colorado. You and I have been to many of his town hall meetings in Boulder, and I wouldn't vote for him for dog catcher. So,
well, I wouldn't vote for him for dog catcher's catcher, because Mark Udall truly is a two-faced, duplicitous, cunning kind of, you know, he's a good-looking guy, he's tall, he's lanky, he's handsome, but he talks out of both sides of his mouth. He talks with a forked tongue. He doesn't want to change or solve anything. He simply wants to ride the wave and pretend that he's doing something when he truly is not. And it's stunning that this is the kind of leaders getting into or running for office these days. Now,
yes. Frosty, I think, you know, he may be good-looking or whatever, but, you know, we're not voting for best actor. We're voting for president or senator. And I think we have to really look at what the candidates offer to us in terms of saving our country. If we don't take on or really look into what these candidates stand for, America, as we know it, will be gone forever. And the issue is illegal immigration and what they intend to do about it.
That's exactly right. And also, I'm very proud to say that Bob Schaefer has now thrown his hat into the ring. He's the Republican candidate. And just about 3 months ago, he was at one of the town meetings that I gave my presentation, The Coming Population Crisis in Colorado, and he heard it. And he will not forget that program, and he now knows all the consequences. So thankfully, he'll be taking that to Congress when he becomes the next senator and hopefully enacts more legislation to stop this invasion of our country. And so, if you can, could you talk about the religious racketeers that we're dealing with in this country right now?
Well, I think, you know, Lou Dobbs has really had has investigated this pretty much on his show when he's talking about the Catholic Church and sanctuary policies and how involved the religious, different religions are getting involved in the immigration issue. They are pro-amnesty, and they are providing sanctuary cities or housing sanctuaries in their own churches for these people that are here illegally. You know, the issue in Chicago comes to mind where there, I believe it's a Methodist church.
Correct.
And I think these various churches and have openly admitted and they're aiding and abetting and promoting their open borders agenda. And they're, you know, they have the welcome sign out to all refugees, asylees, and immigrants, and illegal immigrants mainly.
That's exactly correct. In fact, the one illegal alien migrant there in the Chicago church was actually booted out of the country twice, deported twice, and then came back in, and she is in total violation. She is a federal felon, and yet the church is in violation of 1324, Section 274. It is a federal offense to aid, abet, encourage, or induce, or house, or transport an illegal alien, no matter what your personal conviction.
Well, are we going to continue with this subject after the break, Frosty?
Yes, we will. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Jan Herron, and the religious racketeers. We'll be right back after this commercial break. Thanks for joining us with Connecting.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are joining us at Connecting the Dots with our guest this evening, Jan Herron of Evergreen, Colorado. Thanks for being with us, Jan. Do you have any more comments on those religious racketeers to enlighten the public?
Well, I think what I'd like to say is I think all religious organizations are to be credited with providing, you know, sanctuary cities or sanctuary housing for illegal aliens, and they're aiding and abetting them, and they also have well-paid lobbyists, you know, that go to Congress to secure taxpayer funds for their cause. And I think we have to take America back, and that we have to shine the light on this religious racketeers.
Well, you know, one of the things that I know, and I know the Lutheran Church does this, so when it gets down to all these churches, they're all in cahoots doing the same thing. They go over to these foreign countries, these third world countries, and they grab a bunch of people, and they grab the Hmongs out of Laos. They grab the Somalians out of Somalia. They get the Bantus out of the Bantu region. They get some out of Darfur. They get the dispossessed from Mexico. They get the all these people that are just completely out of time and out of time warp. They dump them on the American public, and then the American taxpayer starts paying for these things. There is no responsibility, and yet we get to suffer all the consequences. The Hmongs just a couple years ago had one of them, Che Vang, blew 7 people to death on their own land because he didn't like it because they asked him to leave and it was private land. You've got, of course, Somalians now here in Colorado who were practicing female genital mutilation. We had to create a whole new law for that because they were doing so many clitorectomies on their children that they would bring them into the Denver hospitals, and we'd have to pay for all the hospital care for these infected children after having gone through this horrible religious ritual. And so this is happening all over the country, and none of these religious orders, whether it's Catholic or Protestant or Jewish or otherwise, are taking responsibility for these people that they're bringing over here, and we are the ones that are paying the bottom line, not only in money, but in social consequences.
Well, Frosty, I think if your listeners aren't angry, they should be, you know, knowing that their hard-earned tax dollars are being given to aid and abet illegal aliens, and these religious organizations are rolling in the money. And, you know, the American citizens are prisoners of the open borders lobby, and we need to get out of jail, so we have to stop this nonsense.
Oh, boy, I can agree with that. Now, we are in Colorado are facing something that a lot of other states are facing. It's called HB 1313. Could you go over that just a little bit and let the folks know what's happening to us?
Well, we have a bill that's on our governor's desk, and he has 30 days to sign it. And I think June 4th or June 6th, I think, if he doesn't veto it, it comes into law. And what HB 1313, and you can probably talk about it more than I can, but what it does is give driver's licenses to illegal aliens. And if there's anybody out in Colorado that is listening to this program, I'd like to give out the governor's phone number and his fax number. His phone number is area code 303-866-2471. And his fax number, and our local radio talk show host here, Peter Boyles, says fax tax. And his fax number is 303-866-2003, and that's for tax writer. You can fax them at that number. And what we want to ask his office or whoever answers the phone is that we are requesting that Governor Ritter vetoes House Bill 1313. We do not want driver's licenses for illegal aliens, especially with what recently happened in New Jersey with six. You know, three of them were illegal aliens, and they had drivers. Some of them had driver's licenses, but we cannot tolerate what's going on.
Well, we certainly can't. Could you just give a few examples here in Denver, Colorado, of the crises we face because of illegals driving and drinking and driving?
Well, you know, Justin Goodman is a perfect example. He was riding his motorcycle and was hit by an illegal alien and killed, actually, and left for dead on the side of the road. We are just, there's numerous incidents that happen here. Our police officer, Donnie Young, is another one who was murdered by an illegal alien, Raul Gomez Garcia, and who worked, actually, Raul Gomez Garcia moved here from California, was an illegal alien from Mexico, and was employed by our mayor, Mayor John Hickenlooper, here in Denver as a dishwasher. And went to a party one evening, and then an incident occurred, and Officer Young and his partner were shot. Unfortunately, Donnie Young did not make it, and so we have that. And then we have, I think out your way, you could probably explain Dale Earhart, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, Dale Earhart was a father of two, had a wife, driving home from work one day, and a Francisco Montero, a drunk illegal alien who had 4 forged documents on him, 11 arrests let go each time because of the sanctuary policy. And this guy was, driving illegally, no insurance, and he ran down and killed Dale Engelearth, and then he was not even taken to court. He was just deported, so he got away with murder on our highways.
So we've had our share of problems with illegal aliens, and it isn't the end of it. And then I remember probably about 5-6 months ago, we had those 13 illegal aliens that were killed coming on over I-70 in a van that had crashed.
That's exactly correct. And so what Jan is bringing up, ladies and gentlemen, is that we're in for a human Katrina of consequences, not just on the border of states or the Gulf states of New Orleans. You're going to see this thing spread throughout the country, and all of us are going to be the recipients of this thing, and it is going to get uglier, it's going to get nastier, and all of us are going to pay the price on this thing. So in the end, it's going to behoove you.
It's in every city. I mean, look what's going on. All you have to do is turn on the national news, and you can see what's happening. Look at in Pennsylvania, in Hazelton, Pennsylvania, looking at Farmers Branch, looking at Oklahoma, all these people, the legislators are trying to put a stop to the invasion. Every state, every city is being invaded.
Yeah, they really are. Could you give us a few really victories? Farmers Branch really took some great steps this week and last week.
Well, it's my understanding that they had a special election, which was held this last Saturday, and it won by it had a 68% vote to stop landlords from renting to illegal aliens. If they do, they're going to be subject to a fine, and of course, it's going to go to court. But it's my understanding that is it next week or the week after that this legislation will take effect. But of course, you have all the opposition that is going to take it to court and do whatever. But I think, for those of you who don't know, Farmers Branch is a city in Dallas, Texas. And I think the population there is about 28,000.
That's correct. And they also declared English as the language of Farmers Branch. They were tired of having to dictate or rework all of the language to somebody else's language.
But in the newspapers, I read that voters just came out in droves, you know, from the suburbs and everywhere, and they voted to prohibit landlords from renting to illegal aliens. Now, of course, you know that the illegal aliens that are already renting from these landlords are entitled to stay, so they're not going to be touched, or, you know, it doesn't affect them. But any new people that are coming in there, they won't be able to rent if this, you know, if this goes, and I'm sure it will. I hope it does.
Well, it certainly is. Well, it's happening all over. I mean, can you talk a little bit about Oklahoma's new legislation? Because they passed some tremendous legislation against illegal aliens.
Yeah, they did. I mean, it's my understanding that the governor there, Governor Henry, signed an immigration bill last Tuesday, and that he really wants the federal government to still step in. And I think it was House Bill 1804. Let me look at my notes here. And it passed the House 84-14, and it passed the Senate 41-6. So that kind of shows you what's going on.
Well, you know, the worse it gets, the more the people are standing up and speaking out, and the legislators really have to respond to the electorate. And so really, a Republican form of government in the end does work if and when American citizens stand up and really... That is the reason that you and I have been working so hard over the years to stand tall, speak up, and speak out so that other Americans will join in the fray.
Well, I also think, Frosty, what is good about what happened in Oklahoma, and I'll just explain a little bit what I know about this bill. It's going to require public employers to verify the residency status of new employees, and it's also going to require local and state law enforcement agencies to detain illegal immigrants. It's going to require anyone seeking state identification to prove residency or citizenship. And it will terminate government subsidies like health care and welfare for illegal immigrants except in certain emergency and humanitarian public services. So I think it sends a message out there, you know, if you're illegal, you're not welcome. We have to follow the rule of law, Frosty. It's as simple as that. And if the federal government won't do it, I think state by state we can take our country back.
State by state we can. Could you give us a few notes on citizen activism that really makes a big difference?
Well, I think, Frosty, you know, you basically kind of have to do, you know, you and I have been at this for a lot of years. We write letters to the editors. We call our elected officials. We have a voice. We go to meetings. But I think... you wrote a piece not too long ago, and I think it was about creating a critical mass.
Correct.
And I think we all have to get together in doing that and, you know, join forces and join together and get off the couch and start doing something. And I'd really like to challenge the young people that are listening because, you know, it's your country, too, and you're going to have to face this in years to come if things aren't done done right now. Inch by inch, we're losing our country with these open border lobbyists and these people. I mean, a perfect example of that, Frosty, is I believe it was yesterday or the day before on the Peter Boyle Show here in Denver. He talked about an 800 number that was put out by the Border Angels, this guy by the name of Enrique Morales.
Correct.
Moreno, something like that. And groups such as La Raza, Maldef, and Mecha, you know, get funded by big corporations such as the Ford Foundation and stuff. Well, they have an 800 number now, and I think I'll give out this 800 number. It's 1-800-882-2005. And if you call this number, there is someone instructing you in Spanish, and then in English there is a phrase as to what you're to say, and it's to lobby Congress to give amnesty and citizenship to illegal aliens, and they are demanding rights for illegal alien criminal lawbreakers. So that you, no matter what state you're in, if you call this 800 number, it refers you to your two senators. You can press one for one senator and two for the other. And in doing so, it, you know, you leave a message. So I think what we should do is call this 800 number and tell them that we want no amnesty, no citizenship for illegal aliens, and we must follow the rule of law.
Well, you know, and to add to that, did you realize that that 800 number allows 20 million illegal aliens access to our senators and our House reps, and that, ladies and gentlemen, if you sit back and let them, they're coming. They're hungry. They want a piece of America. They want a piece of everything that's American, so they can make it their own. And as they continue to settle in this country, they're going to make America their country. And there's 20 million of them right now. If there's 25 million, the longer you sit back, watch, wait, and listen, the more and sooner they're going to take over.
Yeah, and I think it's important also to reiterate that if somebody has just joined listening to your show this evening, is that they really have to call their senators and also call Harry Reid and say, we want no amnesty, no path to citizenship, close our borders, and stop the invasion immediately.
Yeah, and ladies and gentlemen, let me give you a number that you can call, and you can get a hold of really the top people who are now on the forefront of this thing. And the number is, this is the Capitol switchboard, and it is 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121, and ask for your senator. But I'll give you out these senators' names right now. I think they're extremely important. These are the tipsy-turvy, if you will, senators up there that we need to have them to vote down and make sure this amnesty and citizenship path does not go through.
And Frosty, I might mention that it doesn't matter if they're in your state or not. Call
that's
them
right.
Anyway.
Yeah, you don't. I've called them already today. I gave them 5 minutes, each one of them. Lamar Alexander, Republican of Tennessee. Lamar Alexander. Thad Cochran, Republican from Mississippi. Thad Cochran. John Cornyn. John Cornyn, Republican of Texas. Orrin Hatch. Orrin Hatch, Republican, Utah. Kay Bailey Hutchinson, Republican, Texas. John Kyle, K-Y-L, John Kyle, Republican, Arizona. Trent Lott, Republican, Mississippi. Ben Nelson, Democrat, Nebraska. Ben Nelson, Democrat, Nebraska. Debbie Stabenow, Democrat, Michigan. Debbie Stabenow, Democrat, Michigan. And Craig Thomas, Republican, Wyoming. And be sure, and I called Nancy Pelosi's office, Nancy Pelosi of California, Speaker of the House, and call Harry Reid. Harry Reid, again, that number is 202-224-3121, and tell them that you are against amnesty for illegal aliens, you are against the guest worker program, you are against a pathway to citizenship, you are against continued chain migration, you want the borders secured, you want a 10-year moratorium on all immigration, and you want anchor babies stopped. If you will just hit those 10 right now, tomorrow morning, take 5 minutes out, call each one of them, you're going to do major impact. Because if you don't, as I said, we're going to have 100 million people added to this country in just the next 33 years. Now, Jan, we also want to make a tribute tonight to one of those great Americans whom you and I have a great appreciation for. And this man is 93 years young. Could you give us some information and appreciation for one of the great American patriots, former United States Marine George Putnam?
Well, you know, when I worked for Peter Pitches in Los Angeles many, many years ago, I had the privilege of meeting George. And he was just kind of an icon. He was on Channel 5 News, KTLA, and then on KTTV, Channel 11, and had the nightly news. He was a news broadcaster. And then as the years passed, he became a radio announcer. And actually, George began discussing the illegal immigration issue in 1979 before it was even popular to discuss.
Right.
And he had factual commentary on it. And I think I think the station he's on, oh, he's out of San Bernardino, is KCAA. And it's a radio talk show called Talk Back, and I would encourage everybody to listen to it. You can also get it online.
Right, you can. You can Google it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Jan Herron of Evergreen, Colorado. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge. We'll be right back after these commercial comments.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us this evening with Connecting the Dots. We're talking with Jan Herron, and she has really brought up a great number of things that you can do to take action. We also have right now, Jan, the Senate is pushing for the amnesty. Harry Reid, of course, out front like a damn fool, is really out to destroy America. He called the English language racist if you were for it, and anyone that who wanted to make it the national language was a racist deal. And here's a man who is in the middle of Nevada, where they've got over 500,000 illegal aliens right now. He's nostril deep in illegal aliens and the consequences and the crime and the misery and the suffering and the anchor babies and all that that's going on. Doesn't seem to faze this man, and of course it doesn't, because he's insulated and isolated. Could you give us some points about what we're going to face with this amnesty if he gets it through?
Well, of course, you know, I go on what's on the CIS, Center for Immigration Studies, and, you know, based on their reporting, and this is a year or two old, but they get their information from the Census Bureau, and it estimates that households headed by illegal aliens used $10 billion more in government services than they paid in taxes, and this is in 2004. These figures are only for, you know, the feds, but the costs at the state and local level are significant. And the findings that they did have, and it's illegal alien households are estimated to use $2,700 more a year in services than they pay in taxes.
That's correct.
Creating a burden of nearly $10.4 billion on the federal budget. And then, of course, you know, we educate, medicate, and incarcerate illegal aliens. And, you know, the numbers are humongous. And another thing I'd kind of like to point out, if illegal aliens were legalized and begin to pay taxes and use services like legal immigrants do with the same education levels, their estimated annual fiscal deficit at the federal level would increase from $2,700 per household to nearly $7,700 for a total federal deficit of $29 billion. So you can see where this is going. And another thing that I'd like to bring up when you were talking about Harry Reid, Frosty, is we can't forget Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina.
I called his office today. I called Lindsey Graham's office.
I mean, not only is, you know, Harry Reid, you know, using the R word, the racist word, which actually has lost its pump, but for Senator Lindsey Graham to call those of us who are fighting for the sovereignty of this country bigots, we cannot tolerate that, and I would urge everybody to call his office as well.
Also, Murkowski, I called her office today, and I also called Ted Stevens. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want, you can write me, and I'll give you the names of every senator in the entire U.S. Senate. There's 100 of them, and you need to call each one of them and say you do not want another 100 million people in this country, and you certainly don't want amnesty for illegal aliens. You don't want the cost. This thing is going to break everybody's wallet. If you think you're having a hard time struggling now to keep and meet your mortgage, your car payments, your kids, your food, your medical, your dental, you just wait till we add all these people in this country. You're going to be lucky to be making $3 an hour by the time they get done with us. Am I far off on that one, Jen?
You're right on target, Frosty. And I think, you know, as long as we promote this illegal immigration, our costs are going to rise. And we really have to get after our elected officials. They're either going to make us or break us.
They truly are. Well, Jan, thank you very much for joining us tonight on Connecting the Dots. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Jan Herron, a new Susan B. Anthony of the 21st century, a woman who is forthright, and she writes for the Morning Star News there in Maine. You can catch her online. Thanks for joining us this evening with Connecting the Dots, and we'll see you next week with another new program and an outstanding guest. Thanks for joining, and remember this, no man in the wrong can stand up against a man in the right that keeps on a-coming. In this case, a woman that keeps on a-coming, Captain McDonald, the Texas Rangers. Thanks for joining us. Good night and God bless.
With recent international flight from the